this afternoon, I'm sorry, after services, and I saw multiple people on Facebook had the same question. They're shutting everything down. Why are you going to church? Why are you going, if you're supposed to be the lead, and the church is supposed to be the leaders of the community, then shouldn't you guys follow direction and set the example? I said, yes. Yes, we are. And yes, yes, we will. I said, well, then why are you going? I said, because, and I'll stick with the same theme that everybody else has spoke with today, because if somebody calls into that office this morning or somebody from the community shows up and they need toilet paper, we're here to give it. Somebody needs supplies. Somebody needs something from this community because they're shut in and they're worried about going out. They know that the Church of Christ here at Harlan is here at 9 o'clock this morning and at 6:30 tonight. Yes, there are those who maybe shouldn't be here, elderly, those with health conditions. We understand that. But we who have the capability to serve need to be prepared to serve. Luke 6:30 says, give to those who ask. And Luke 6:38 says, give and it will be given to you. God wants us to be at the ready to give. And that is our responsibility. If I don't show up here this morning or this evening and someone from the congregation is in need, or someone is worried, or they have an elderly mother or elderly father, or they themselves are struggling to get in and out, and they find out that they have needs and they won't be able to get out every day this week, or they won't be able to go get the things and the necessities that they need with the stress and the worry that they may be locked in their home on a quarantine for 2 weeks, I'm here to be able to serve the way I was told. Hebrews 13:16 says, do not forget to do good and share with others. I'm here to do good and I'm here to share. He says, isn't that all good and fun? Because we have cell phones. So can't somebody just call you if they are in that big of need? He says, yeah. He said, aren't you worried about getting sick? Aren't you worried about causing others to get sick? My response to that was, nobody wants to get sick. Sickness isn't fun. I don't care if it's the coronavirus, if it's cancer, or if it's just the everyday common cold. Being sick's not fun. No, I don't want anybody to get sick. Am I scared of getting sick? If you mean, do I want to get sick because it's fun? No. Am I saying that it's an enjoyment? Absolutely not. So yeah, I'm scared of getting sick. Because it messes with my daily routine. It messes with what we do in our everyday lives. But I simply said to them, a physical sickness can keep me from so much, but a spiritual sickness can keep me from eternal life. I'd much rather be sick here and miss out not sharing in the physical flesh than be sick spiritually and miss out sharing in the spiritual. I said, I come here because I was told in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 24 and 26, it says, this is my body and which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, after supper, he took this cup saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat of this bread and drink of this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Yeah, sicknesses, illnesses, they aren't fun. They're kind of scary. But when you have the great physician who's there and has given you his blood to be cleansed with, you don't have to worry about that plague of sin that was mentioned in our message this evening. We've all been cleansed with the blood of Christ, which is way better than any antibacterial, antiviral thing we can find on any shelf in any store. So yeah, I don't want to get sick. But I have the great physician who can heal me if I do. Why am I here? I'm here because Paul said on the first of the week, they came together to break bread. And he spoke until midnight because he intended to leave on the next day. I don't know what we have in store tomorrow. I don't know if we'll ever get to meet again. The Lord could come tonight and this could be the last time we ever gather together. And I'm proud as a Christian that I came to serve for him, to be there to help and give to others. And most importantly, I am here glad to say that I am washed with that blood and I'm allowed to gather around his table so I can stay in contact with that wonderful cleansing power of His blood. Heavenly Father, thank You for the opportunity that we have to gather together, to be able to worship together, to be lifting Your name up. We know all things are in Your control, Lord, and we know things are crazy, but You've seen crazy before. You've conquered this world. You've conquered death. You've brought us through struggling times. You've shown the light to the Christians. You've shown the light to the world, and if they want to be part of Your care, they know what they need to do. And Lord, we thank You for the opportunity that we have for Your body and Your blood and what You've sacrificed and what You've asked us to do. And we thank You for that opportunity now to remember that great and wonderful sacrifice You made for each and every one of us, so we don't have to be scared. In Your name we do pray. Amen.